Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Barbara Archer. I come to you from Insanity the Same Radio on this wonderful Thursday morning. I'm so blessed to be here today, and I know that God is going to do amazing things in us and through us this day. So I just thank you for tuning in and supporting this ministry and just supporting me over the last past years, you know, as I come forth each and every week to deliver a word of encouragement and a word of hope. We're going to start off with prayer this morning, and then I'm going to play a little melody. It's a worship song that I know you're going to truly be blessed. Father, I just come to you this morning, Lord, and I just praise you. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Father, as you woke us up this morning, you breathed life into us, oh God. And Father, we will forever give you the glory and praise and honor. And Lord, we just praise you, for you're worthy to be praised. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all of what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, that you continue to heal and strengthen and restore your people. Lord, I pray, Father, that we will trust you in these uncertain times, oh Lord, that we will not look to the government to bail us out, Father, but that we will look to you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, I pray, Father, as I decrease, that you do the increase, that you will anoint me this morning, oh Lord, as I bring forth what you would have for me to do this day, oh Lord, not in my own strength, but in your strength. And I pray for all those that are listening on the sound of my breath that may not know you as Lord and Savior. My prayer is, Father, that they will give their heart to you. And we just praise you. We give you all the glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. God is just amazing, and he continues to amaze me with all his goodness and love and grace and mercy. And we just honor him this morning for all the good he's doing in our lives, all around us. Everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, I'm seeing God at work. Well, I just want to talk with you this morning about some changes that are taking place in my life, and it's going to be a great change. But I'm in a new season, and as we go, as we walk with God, we go through many seasons in life. And some seasons is different than others. Some seems to be a little bit more lasting than others. Some seems to be a little bit overwhelming than the other ones. But I believe that as we get closer to God, as we climb higher with God, that those trials and those tribulations is going to get tougher because God wants to do a work in us. Last night I had the privilege of interviewing Pastor Tony Davis, an incredible man of God, just an incredible testimony. And I asked him, I says, why does it seem like that there's times that you go through seasons, and sometimes it seems like that you're there for a long time? What could you tell us this evening that will be able to help those that find themselves in that exact same situation? How do they cope? How do they get through those tough times when they know the promises that God has placed on the inside of them, but they do not see them come to pass? And he enlightened us with some information. And he says, first of all, that when things don't happen, it's not as though God don't want them to happen, because he does, but there's two things. First thing is that God is getting us ready to receive it, because so often if God brings us into that purpose and he brings us into those dreams, if we're not ready for them, if we're not ready for the blessing, then the blessing can overtake us. And God is more worried about our relationship with him more so than anything else. And then secondly, the reason why sometimes God waits is because while you're waiting, God is still working, because there are other people that are involved in this process, and God has to work on that. Maybe their heart is not ready yet, so God has to wait, you know. And this morning as I was praying, I was seeking the Lord, and I said to the Lord, I said, God, I said, I want to answer this day. I said, I'm in a new season. I said, you're opening up new doors. I don't know. Is it your will for me to stay here in Atlanta or relocate? And I was praying, and after I got finished praying, I said, God, just give me a sign, give me a word. And I got into my devotions this morning after I prayed, and there was the scripture in the Bible that talked about when David had gone out to fight the Philistines. And David said to God, he said, okay, should I go now and fight? Will you deliver them into my hands? And God told him, the first time he told David, he says, go and fight, and I will deliver them into your hands. Okay, we have someone on the line right now. Just hold on just one moment, please. Good morning, you're on the air with Barbara Archer. How are you doing this morning? Good morning, how are you doing this morning? Okay, that call has just dropped. I'm just waiting for that call to come back in the queue. So we're just going to continue to just, I'm just going to continue to just do what I'm doing, because God is always in control. All right, so that was probably my guest that was doing the studio this morning, the NBC, The Voice. I had three interviews this morning, one by one, one right after another, and I'm sure all of y'all have been following The Voice now for the past couple months now, you know, with the contestants. And last night was the finale, and we finally got ourselves a winner of the NBC hit show, The Voice, you know. So I just want to be able to just, you know, just congratulate all those that did not win last night. But in God's eyes, there is no one that is a loser. Everyone is a winner. But we're just going to wait a few more moments to see if they come back into the queue this morning. They may have had some technical difficulties, but either way, we're just going to continue to just go where we're going, because here we go. Hold on just one moment, please. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, is this Barbara?
Yes, it is. And who is this?
This is India Carney.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed this morning. I am truly blessed, you know, and I just thank you so much for calling in this morning, you know, and being a guest on here on the radio show From Insanity to Sane. So So I just want to talk to you a little bit about your experience on The Voice. You know, I've been watching The Voice now for a couple of years, and I love the show. And when you first appeared, when I first heard your voice, I was like, you know what, us as such an anointed voice, you know. So just share with our audience a little bit about your experience on The Voice.
Oh, well, thank you so much. My experience on The Voice was incredible. This show has completely changed my life because now I can actually see myself beginning a career in the field that I've always, you know, dreamed of pursuing.
Right.
I had the opportunity to work with one of my biggest inspirations one-on-one every week, Christina Aguilera. And, you know, and then in addition to that, I had the opportunity to work with the advisors that they would bring in week after week. And it was the most incredible learning experience because I got to work with people like that, but also because I was able to share this experience with 47 other incredibly talented singers and learn from everything they did, both on and off camera.
Right. Wow, that is amazing. You know, now you have a lot of background. You recruited to UCLA for classical music program, where you, I guess, you know, you formed a band, which led you to open the door for The Roots.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I don't really compete much, but I did see an ad for a Battle of the Bands competition at UCLA during my freshman year, toward the end of my freshman year. And it was their first time doing a Battle of the Bands competition for this concert. I may or may not be wrong, but I believe that this festival, it's called the Jazz Reggae Festival. I believe it's the longest-running student-run music festival in Southern California, and it's been held at UCLA for a very long time. And this was the first time that they were holding a competition for the opening act of that festival. The Roots were headlining that day, and there were a lot of other incredible acts. And so, you know, I'm a music student, and I went to a lot of the music shows that we had. And this one show, I was just so, you know, inspired by this band that was playing. So I just, you know, just went out and asked if they would be interested in playing with me and forming a band for this competition. And, you know, they were super excited about it. We formed, and somehow we ended up winning that competition, opening for The Roots, which was an incredible and humbling experience. And then, you know, we continued to play together after that.
Wow, you know. Now, you were hoping that The Voice would help you to transition yourself from a music student to a professional singer. You know, do you feel that that has been successfully achieved?
I do. You know, I have a very long way to go, but I think The Voice has allowed me the opportunity to focus on myself as an artist, which is something that I haven't always had the time or the opportunity to do before. You know, I've been in a lot of ensembles, and, you know, I study opera at UCLA, which is a completely, you know, different genre of music. In terms of a pop career or a mainstream career, I haven't really had time to focus on myself in that respect. So the Voice really allowed me that opportunity to kind of narrow down what I'd be singing, how I'd be singing it, and just giving me a taste of what my career could be. You know, I, like I said, I have a lot more developing, a lot more work to do, but The Voice definitely helped me begin that journey. and give me a lot of time to focus on me as a solo professional singer.
Amen, amen. You know, now you did a performance, Take Me to Church. I'm gonna tell you something. When I saw that, when I saw it, I was just blown right out the water. You know, I mean, I love that song, and I've heard so many people sing it, even the original artist itself. But I'm gonna tell you something. You put something in that song that I've never heard before, and I've heard other artists sing that exact same song, and I was like, you know, and I mean, for you, because his voice is so different, and I was like, wow. I was like, at first I was like, I'm like, okay, is she gonna be able to do this? I'm like, okay. And then when I listened to it, I was blown away. I mean, what was the final decision that was made for you to actually sing that song? I mean, you know, I know that they work with each and every last one of y'all contestants to stretch y'all beyond your comfort zones. You know, do you feel that that was a stretch beyond your comfort zone to actually sing that song?
It was such a stretch, and thank you so much for your comments on that. Yeah, it was a huge stretch. I those are the kind of songs that I sing in my free time, not actually okay. sure if I can actually perform them, but definitely okay. songs that I like to sing. It's funny, what happened was I went into rehearsal with a song, and it wasn't working. It wasn't going to work.
Okay.
And I knew that, but I wanted to respect Christina's time and come in with the song that was planned and hopefully
okay.
work through it. And Christina
right.
was like, India, this is not going to work. Let's backtrack and find a song that's going to show something different for you this week. You know, because I forgot, was that top? That might have been like top 10. This was the week. This was, you know, getting deeper into live shows, and every performance, every song choice mattered. And you know, it wasn't a time for me to play around. And she certainly was not playing around.
Right.
And Take Me to Church came, and she was really confident about that decision. And I honored that decision, and you know, took on this new experience. But I had so much fun because that's a song that I like to sing in my free time, to get the opportunity to sing that live with a whole new experience. You know, I love seeing people like command the stage in a rockish song like that. And I've never performed like that before. The music I usually sing is a little more toned down.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a new experience on many different levels, and it was so much fun.
Wow, I can't imagine, you know, because, I mean, you definitely took the stage that night, you know, when you sung it, you know. I mean, it was, a person can have a nice voice, I believe that, and they may have a good voice, but I believe that when a voice is anointed to actually sing, you know, and when you walk into your element where you call to be at, that's when that anointing just falls, you know. And it fell on you when you sung that song, you know. I mean, it definitely moved me, you know. So what next can we expect out of you? Because I know that the voice, not everyone can make that cut, you know, but you made the cut. But now what is going to be for you moving forward since that the voice is over with now?
Right. I can't believe it's over. You know, this has been a project for... You know, on TV, it's only been 3 months, but really, it's been like 8.
Wow.
And actually, almost a year for a lot of us. You know, starting from the open call and everything that came after that, and to think that it's over now and people aren't, you know, caring about what we're singing next week. It's insane. It's been such an incredible journey, and I will never forget that.
Right.
I think, well, immediately I have to graduate. I have 3 weeks until graduation, and I put my focus hat on, and I told myself, India, you need to graduate college because you are not going to wait a summer to retake like 10 weeks or something.
Right.
you know, I started college – my freshman year to finish, and I'm blessed with the opportunity to still be here. I didn't take time off. I just, you know, stayed enrolled while I was at The Voice to get my credits done. But granted, I have 3 weeks left, and I have a lot of stuff to do. So that's my main focus right now, and hopefully throughout those 3 weeks, because I know, you know, the music industry works really fast, and I have to use this momentum from The Voice to further, you know, establish a career. So, you know, I'm going to continue to send things out, get my name out, audition. I know The Wiz is coming back, and I would be completely honored to be part of that cast if that could work out.
Right. Wow. Well, so, you know what?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, because, you know, you said, like, it's been 3 months, but it's been 8 months for y'all, almost a year. How did you manage the workload of The Voice, plus also still in school as well and trying to maintain your grade point average? You know, how were you able to actually balance that? Because, you know, we just see it just one way when we see it on TV, you know, y'all rehearse, but we don't get to go behind stage and see how everything plays out and all the many hours and days that you have to rehearse and so forth. How did you manage that? Because that's different than if you wasn't on The Voice and you actually was just, you know, just singing, you know, maybe at school or maybe at a concert or something like that. But how did you manage that workload of The Voice and manage your schoolwork at the same time to be able to sustain yourself?
Yeah, it was not easy. Let's see. We run on the quarter system, so it's periods of 10 weeks are kind of like our semesters. And in the beginning, you know, they let you know the maximum amount of time that you need to be away. And, you know, it was me battling between, okay, this is the opportunity that's going to get me my career. But I also, I'm a senior now, you know, I've finally come to my last year. There's no way I can't finish right now. Because God knows how long I'm going to have to wait until going back to finally get my degree. So I just, you know, immediately, you know, came into contact with my teachers. They were super supportive. It turns out the amount of time that I was out ultimately didn't affect my grade too much. I just stayed in contact. Coming into UCLA, I already had a lot of requirements filled, so by the time I got to senior year, it was a matter of just taking a few classes. And I was able to do that over at The Voice. You know, I had a teaching class, and I had to teach myself guitar and clarinet instead of learn it in class. You know, it was fine. I just tried to respect my roommate and let her know that I was going to horribly be playing clarinet for a few minutes. You know, one of my music industry classes required a lot of reading, a lot of papers, and just a lot of, like, busy work. But I just had to find the time because graduating was something very important to me. I've always cared, although I've been a music student, and a lot of people think music students don't put a lot of effort into grades, which isn't true. But I certainly know that I always have cared about my grades. And it's something that's important to me. Graduating is something important to me. So I just tried to work with my teachers to accomplish this graduating in the spring. You know, that's why I started. And I didn't want to think that there was a reason I couldn't graduate. So it was a lot. It was a whole lot. The Voice, you know, like you said, you see us singing twice a week. Well, first once a week and then twice a week. Mm-hmm. But there is, I don't know, that times 100 happening behind the scenes. And there's barely ever any time to just sit and devote to homework. But you know, you find a way, and then if worse comes to worse, send a little email out to your teacher asking for an extension with a truthful excuse as to why you need that extension. And then it works.
Right.
And you send your homework in, and then you pass.
Well, let me ask you this, India. What, where does your inspiration come from? You know, I mean, when you sing, because I believe that when people sing the way that you do, that inspiration has to come somewhere deep within, you know. So where does your inspiration come from with music?
Well, honestly, I think it's something that just comes from inside and comes from God. You know, I guess you can kind of say that I come from a musical family, but only because my parents are really appreciative of music. They listen to music all the time. They grew me up listening to music. My sister is a musician, my cousin's a musician, and my grandfather was a musician. But it wasn't like a musical family where, like, we all just were so heavily involved in music, and that was a big part of our family. It just so happens that we all just love music. And I think that's just something that came to me over time. And it's not just, there are a few things that inspire me. You know, the audience and people that I'm singing for inspire me because, you know, the feedback that they'll give me. And also because my performance, I have to perform for people, and those are the people I'm performing for. And so they always inspire me to give great performances and put time into honing in on my skills. But also it's just something that comes from inside. You know, I just feel, it just feels right when I'm singing. I realized over time that's probably my purpose here. Also, because I can't really do anything else. and, you know, that in itself is something that does inspire me to continue doing this and trying to get better and develop more and more with each performance.
Right. You know, I mean, I believe that God has given us all gifts and talents, you know, and your gift for singing, that is one of the gifts that what he's given you. That's just your natural gift, you know. But sometimes God also wants to, you know, give you that extra training that you need as well. But we're almost out of time, though. But is there anything else that you just want to share with us this morning before we leave, as far as, you know, is there something that you want us to know about you personally? You know, so that, because you have been very memorable the whole entire time that you've been on The Voice, you know. But is there something that you just want us to know about you personally that we did not see on television ourselves?
I mean, let's see. What did you guys see on TV? I mean, you know, I started learning music when I was 2 years old. And when I was 4, I started joining choirs, and I started taking piano lessons. In elementary school, I joined the drama clubs, I joined the choir, I joined the band playing flute. Shortly after, I realized, oh, maybe this is something I want to do. Oh, I also was part of all the church productions that we'd have for Christmas, Easter. Shortly after, I realized that this is actually something I want to pursue, so I went out to seek music middle schools. And then after that, I went to go seek performing arts high schools. Throughout high school, I tried, you know, to seek opportunities for master classes and programs that would help me learn more in my field. After high school, I went to seek colleges that were going to help me achieve my goals. My entire life has been devoted to music and hard, hard work. I don't know if people really saw all the work that went in. I know people had this idea that I was a trained musician, and I am. I've studied classically, but that takes nothing away from the hard work that has been put into this and the hard work that's continuing to be put in to learning more. You know, in singing, there's never a point, well, I'm not going to say never, but it's very hard to get to the point where you've, like, mastered singing. Also because, you know, in terms of your body, you're still growing, so your voice is still growing, and there's always going to be more things to tackle. But, you know, me being a trained musician doesn't for a second mean that I've already made it or, you know, I've mastered singing. There is so much work that goes into this art, and on top of that, there's 5 times more work that just goes into performance in general. And the voice has given me an opportunity to learn so much more and just add to that hard work and dedication that's always gone into this field that I love so much.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if you know, my packages showed that, but I'm constantly trying to put in more work because there's always so much more to learn.
Right, yes, it is.
And I really, you know, I really value hard work and dedication. Everyone on the show put in a lot of work. That's why I'm so proud of being part of this season. It's just been a very special season in so many ways.
Wow, that is wonderful. Well, India, I just thank you so much for joining me this morning in the studio, and I appreciate you taking out your time to be a part of my listening audience. And we're just going to just continue to just keep praying for you that God will continue to just move and he'll continue to open up doors for you and that he will continue to bless you in everything that you do. You have an amazing voice, you know, so I definitely see you going very far in the industry itself, you know, and the voice has prepared you for that. But God has already anointed you to do great things. So, you know, there's nothing, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Everything that you touch is going to be blessed. So we just pray that blessing over you this morning, and God bless you with everything that you do, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun, and I really appreciate your prayers. Really, thank
all
you.
Right.
I really
do. All right. Oh, that's sweet. You know, and I spoke to NBC, and I told them that I'll be featuring you in my magazine as well for this month. So we're going to get that together, and when that's up, I'll send it to your publicist, and they can, you know, by that way you'll be able to go into the magazine and see it for yourself, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Thank you, India. You have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
You too. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.